Inferno Decay or Death.
Blog Talk Radio.
I believe you. Thank you for what you have.
For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And good morning and welcome to The Apostle Speaks. My name is Evangelist Hilda. I am the co-pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. Today we have our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins. She is the elder of the House of Manessa Christian Ministries. She brings a word from God every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So first, we would like to thank you for tuning in to The Apostle Speaks. To God be the glory. The Bible says in Romans 10:14-15 in the New King James Version, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher. And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who brings glad tidings of good things. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. We never like to start our service or our broadcast without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. Amen. Let us pray. My Heavenly Father, as I enter into this sanctuary, I bring your presence with me. I speak your peace, your grace, your mercy, and your perfect order into this sanctuary. I acknowledge your power over all that will be spoken, thought, decided, and done within these walls. Lord, I thank you for the gifts you have blessed me with. I commit to using them responsibly in your honor. Give me a fresh supply of strength to do my job. Anoint my projects, my ideas, and energy so that even my smallest accomplishment may bring you glory. Lord, when I am confused, please guide me. When I am weary, please energize me. When I am burnt out, please infuse me with the light of the Holy Spirit. May the work that I do and the way that I do it bring faith, joy, and a smile to all that I come in contact with today. And, O Lord, when I leave this sanctuary, give me traveling mercy. Bless my family and home to be in order as I left it. I thank you for everything you have done. I thank you for everything you're doing. I thank you for everything you're going to do. And I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, with much love and thanksgiving. Amen, amen, and amen. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free. My shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory.
God. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Okay, it is now time for our devotional message this morning, and which is entitled, I Am Calling You. The scripture reading for this devotional message is coming from Isaiah chapter 6, verse 3, and it says, and they were calling to one another, holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. Praise be to God. My second scripture reading is coming from 2 Corinthians 5 and 7, and it says, we live by faith, by sight. Praise God. My third scripture reading is coming from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, and it says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. May the Lord bless the reading of the word this morning. Again, the title of this devotional message is, I am calling you to a life of thankfulness. I want all your moments to be punctuated with thanksgiving. The basis for your gratitude is my sovereignty. I am the creator and controller of the universe. Heaven and earth are filled with my glorious presence. When you criticize or complain, you are acting as if you think you could run the world better than I do. From your limited human perspective, it may look as if I'm mismanaging things, but you don't know what I know or see what I see. If I pull back the curtain to allow you to view heavenly realms, you would understand much more. However, I have designed you to live by faith, not by sight. I lovingly shield you from knowing the future or seeing into the spirit world. Acknowledge my sovereignty by giving thanks in all circumstances. To God be the glory. And I pray that this devotional message, it's a blessing to you as it is to me. Amen. Praise be to God. So at this time, we are going to say good morning to Father God. Amen.
My eyes are wide awake. I want you to put your mind and your focus on the Spirit of God. Allow His Spirit to come into your heart.
We welcome. Yeshua,
worship you.
Messiah,
worship you.
Yeshua,
worship you.
Yeshua,
worship you.
Yeshua,
worship you.
Messiah,
worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you.
Your shoes off, for you're standing on holy ground. Bow down, don't make a sound. Hear the voice of Yahweh.
When you enter the air, give us a praise. Let the anointing have its way. Call on Jesus' name. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. Wave your hands in the air, give us a praise. Let the anointing have its way. Call on Jesus' name. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. So
holy mountain, for he's a jealous God. Bow down to the great I am, for he's a holy God.
Wave your hands in the air, give us a praise. Let the anointing have its way. Call on Jesus' name. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. Wave your hands in the air, give us a praise. Let the anointing have its way. Call on Jesus' name. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. So
stop!
Amen. Praise be to God. And now it is time for our message for this morning. My scripture reading for this message is coming from Ezekiel chapter 3, and we're going to read verses 4 through 12. Amen. Ezekiel chapter 3, verses 4 through 12. Praise be to God. Okay, so if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Ezekiel chapter 3, verses 4 through 27. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation, and it says, "Then he said, Son of man, go to the people of Israel and give them my message. I am not sending you to a foreign people whose language you cannot understand. No, I am not sending you to people with strange and difficult speech. If I did, they would listen. But the people of Israel won't listen to you any more than they listen to me. For the whole lot of them are hard-hearted and stubborn. But look, I have made you as obstinate and hard-hearted as they are. I have made your forehead as hard as the hardest rock. So don't be afraid of them or fear their angry looks. Even though they are rebels, then he added, Son of man, let all my words sink deep into your own heart first. Listen to them carefully for yourself. Then go to your people in exile and say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Do this whether they listen to you or not. Then the Spirit lifted me up, and I heard a loud rumbling sound behind me. May the glory of the Lord be praised in his place. It was the sound of the wings of the living beings as they brushed against each other and the rumbling of their wheels beneath them. The Spirit lifted me up and took me away. I went in bitterness and turmoil, but the Lord's hand on me was strong. Then I came to the colony of Judean exiles in Tel Aviv, beside the Kabar River. I was overwhelmed and sat among them for 7 days. After 7 days, the Lord gave me a message. He said, Son of man, I have appointed you as a watchman for Israel. Whenever you receive a message from me, warn people immediately. If I warn the wicked, saying, you are under the penalty of death, but you fail to deliver the warning, they will die in their sins, and I will hold you responsible for their deaths. If you warn them and they refuse to repent and keep on sinning, they will die in their sins. But you will have saved yourself because you obeyed me. If righteous people turn away from their righteous behavior and ignore the obstacles I put in their way, they will die. And if you do not warn them, they will die in their sins. None of their righteous acts will be remembered, and I will hold you responsible for their death. But if you warn righteous people not to sin, and they listen to you and do not sin, they will live, and you will have saved yourself too. Then the Lord took hold of me and said, get up and go out into the valley, and I will speak to you there. So I got up and went, and there I saw the glory of the Lord, just as I had seen in my first vision by the Kabar River. And I fell face down on the ground. Then the Spirit came into me and set me on my feet. He spoke to me and said, go to your house and shut yourself in. There, son of man, you will be tied with ropes, so you cannot go out among the people. And I will make your tongue stick to the roof of your mouth, so that you will be speechless and unable to rebuke them. For they are rebels, but when I give you a message, I will loosen your tongue and let you speak. Then you will say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Those who choose to listen will listen, but those who refuse will refuse. For they are rebels. May the Lord richly add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. Oh, Lord God, your word says, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. We are totally dependent on your victory for our salvation. For the light that overcomes the darkness, we give you praise and rejoice in your presence. Use the offerings we give to bring life and joy to all who wait for the light to shine in their darkness through Jesus Christ, the light of the world, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. This morning, we are going to sit in on an ordination service. Ezekiel's den. Perhaps we need to understand what an ordination service really is. Most of us have attended at one time or another the ordination service for one about to become a minister or for a group of people in the church set aside by the congregation to serve as deacons. These are impressive and memorable exercises. They are especially hollow experience for the persons involved, and they are appropriate and proper rituals, for they are designed to impress on those being ordained the unique servant role that are theirs among the people of God. But at the same time, we must keep this business of earthly ordination in proper perspective. Amen? Ordination does not establish Class A Christians as opposed to all those unordained members who must forever and always remain in Class B. For in a very real sense, every believer was ordained a priest and a minister of God. When he or she was born again, now we as priests of God have many and varied functions in life. Some of us lay bricks, some plant corn, and some cradles and prepare meals. Some teach schools. Others repair cars. Still others preach sermons from pulpits on Sunday. But all of us are called to be God's special agents wherever we are. Amen? All of the time, thus what happened to Ezekiel happens to every believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. It happens in a different way and for different purposes. Perhaps Christians share in this mysterious and divine ritual of ordination. It is God's special way of equipping us for and making us adequately aware of our responsibilities to practice our faith where we are. Amen. Praise be to God. My text for this message is coming from Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17, and it says, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word of at my mouth, and give them warning from me. Praise God. And my title for this message this morning is Practicing Your Faith Where You Are. First, in examining Ezekiel's ordination experience, we shall see the meaning of the hand of God upon him. Amen? Ezekiel said in Ezekiel 3 and 14, the hand of the Lord was strong upon me. Throughout this book, there are two words that have the same meaning, hand and spirit. Both represents the mystery of God at work in the world. Praise God. This would compare today to the Holy Spirit, who lives within every believer. In the Old Testament, the word spirit also means breath, excuse me. This is an excellent way to describe the life principles God has given to us. So there we have it, the hand of God, the spirit of God, the holy breath of God was upon me, said Ezekiel. Already in those early days of his special relationship with God, Ezekiel had some unspeakable, wonderful experience. In the midst of those exhilarating moments, he was totally secure in his faith. He was not being challenged by the cold, profane, obscene world. But then, almost anybody can be an exuberant, effervescent, overflowing Christian when things are going well and he or she is having all kinds of great experiences, such as Ezekiel was having. But God was about to impart to Ezekiel a peculiar ability and talent every believer must have. Ezekiel was about to learn that the Spirit of God, the hand of God, is still at work even when everything seems to be going wrong. For we read, "So the Spirit lifted me up and took me away, and I went in bitterness. In the heat of my spirit, but the hand of the Lord was strong upon me." Ezekiel learned, just as God wants all of his children to learn, that he is with us in the glory moments of our faith. And he is also with us in the times of drudgery, or of boredom, of pleasure, and yes, even of agony. Now that we have seen the hand of God come to rest upon Ezekiel, let's note the performance of the prophet. Praise be to God. Did Ezekiel's personality match his task? How did he relate to these people to whom God sent him to preach and to minister? To begin with, we must remember that God had called Ezekiel to serve as the preacher and pastor of a lonely, frightened, depressed and disillusioned group of Hebrew exiles living in a pagan land as captives. And these were the people of God. The specially chosen people through whom God had intended to work out his purposes for the salvation of humankind. They were frustrated, bewildered, and bitter people. They were about to point they were about to the point of wondering whether their God was as powerful as they had always believed him to be. It is doubtful that any preacher would deliberately choose such a pastorate as this for his field of service. Now, the first church of Tel Aviv on the Chebar River was not the most desirable pastorate for a young preacher just fresh from his ordination service, nor did Ezekiel always manifest the gift of a good personality and charm. But he was God's servant, and he served God to the fullest with the gifts and abilities he had. Ezekiel had some shortcomings, just like we do. And it is good that we know about them. It gives us hope that God can use us in spite of all of our imperfections and strange quirks and idiosyncrasies,
Idiosyncrasies.
Thank you. Okay. If we honestly and completely give ourselves to God as Ezekiel did, let's imagine Ezekiel, this young prophet, sitting in his home. His mind is swirling. He is trying to sort out all of the experiences he has had. During these days, on the one hand, he thinks of the glory and majesty of God he has experienced, and his soul soars into a state of unbounded ecstasy. For the rest of his life, he will never forget the glory of God in that swirling dust storm. But then, at the other extreme, the evidence all around him indicates failure, shattered dreams, a weak and powerless religion. And with a growing sense of horror, he realized, as God speaks to him, that things are going to get worse before they get better. All of this failure is going to be compounded. Jerusalem is going to fall. And God is telling him that he must be the messenger to carry this terrible news to his people. But just before he throws up his hands in despair, he remembers again the overwhelming glory of God that he has just seen. He realized that the faith God has given him is more than just a personal, selfish thing to carry him through the rough days ahead. This new faith he has received will give him the strength and the courage to preach judgment and repentance, as well as the glory of God, to his people. Then it was that God gave this young prophet a new title to add to his job description in Ezekiel 3:17. Son of Man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning from me. High watchtowers stood at measures, intervals along the massive walls of Babylon. When the exiles went into the city on their various errands of business, they could see the watchmen in their towers observing them. When the people returned to their homes, the watchmen were still at their posts of duty. Now these watchmen knew what was going on in their world all of the time. This is very much a part of a pastor's task. The true pastor whom God calls needs to know what is going on in this world and in the world of his people. He needs to know when there is dissension in the flock and when false doctrine is being taught. So with a rugged sense of determination, Ezekiel accepted his assignment as a watchman over his people. Then God gave him an example of what he was to do in this role. He described four individuals and Ezekiel's relation as a watchman to each of them. The first illustration shows an evil man whom the watchman fails to warn. And the evil man dies in his sin. The Lord said sternly to Ezekiel, if you fail to warn him, then I will require his blood at your hand. The second illustration is of an evil man who will not listen. But if the watchman does his duty, then he is not responsible for the spiritual death that follows. Third illustration presents to every pastor a painfully familiar scene. Here is a good man whose outward life and conduct are beyond reproach. But he is going away from God. He is becoming totally confident in himself. Perhaps he has money, position, influence, and security. But eventually, he comes to that point where he has shut the door. And finally, and conclusively, on God, if the watchman fails to warn this good man of his collision course with disaster, the watchman will share in the guilt of this man. And the fourth illustration presents the idea. Here is a person who is faithful to God. The watchman, pastor, helps him, encourages him, and supports him as he practices his faith. Being a watchman, it's not an easy job. It was not easy in Ezekiel's day, nor is it in our day. Amen. And my conclusion for this message is, are you practicing your faith where you are? Only a few, comparatively, are called to serve God within the framework of the organized church in a professional status. But all of us, as believers, are called to serve God where we are. Doctors, lawyers, merchants, chief, whatever your vocation is, your ministry to God. Ezekiel's message to us then is simply this. The glory of God is found wherever faith in him exists. God is in charge of this world, and he will be victorious over it. Your part and mine in the final victory is to practice our faith to the utmost wherever we are and to the glory of God. I pray that this message was a blessing to you as it is to me. To God be the glory. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior, and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me. Deliver me and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me to obey you and to do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And now, and all you do is to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible teaching church. Amen? And my benediction for this message this morning is coming from Jude 24 and 25, where it says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And let us all say amen. Praise be to God. Amen. And now at this time, our very own Barbara Amore is going to come with our poetry, and we're going to welcome her with a hand clap. Praise. Amen. God bless you, Barbara. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you?
Blessed, thank you. Praise God.
My phone was being updated, so I couldn't get on after a certain time. But
oh, that's
on.
Fine. Yeah, I had to update mine yesterday, too, so it's fine. At
so
least you're here.
Pastor Kathy not coming on?
No. You know, today is her Easter play. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I'm going to be reading a poem from my book, The Profundity of God, a Spiritual Anthology in Poetry. And this is entitled, What Agony? My suffering is real. But Jesus, you died on Calvary. Despite the fact that I'm going through things, I cannot compare myself to what you went through for me. You suffered long and you suffered hard. But that's why you came. Oh, my God. They loved. Then they hated you. Sometimes they believed. They wanted to kill you. Some in worship went down on their knees. They waited in expectation. They sought after you. Some even taught about you. But ultimately, they failed to believe that you came to save them and to save us strangers, too. They kissed, worshipped, believed, followed, and idolized you, Jesus. They kissed, identified, arrested, tried, lied about, beat, spat on, tortured, then finally crucified you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
How then can I even think that my suffering is anything? I dare not compare, although it hurts, well. But it's nothing like what you went through. I know the pain and hurt of suffering, even sometimes felt crucified, but there's only one Jesus,
mm-hmm.
only one who, to save us, died and was crucified. He did it for me and for you. God sent his only begotten Son so that we may have the right to eternal life and abundant life. If you stop, just think about it. Without Jesus, our life suffering would be insane.
Yes.
But we have Jesus. There's no need to be profane. So like the song I love to sing, I won't complain. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for each day and everything.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father.
Lord, your name.
That was beautiful.
Oh, to God be all the glory.
Hallelujah. I tell you, no matter how what we go through is
nothing
compared to what he went through for us. Nothing. And he didn't have to do it, but he did
he didn't
it.
Have to do it. He was sin free.
Yes.
Sinless God. Sinless
how
man.
How can we not love a God like that?
You can't
help
it. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you, God. Thank you. Well, what since Pastor Kathy is not going to be with us, so we're going to leave out early this morning.
Okay.
And I'm going to just play the song out, and we'll close. And I want
Amen.
To thank every one of you for tuning in to another episode of The Apostle Speaks. And may God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again on Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. Have a blessed and wonderful Saturday. But this is Holy Saturday, right? We have
yes,
Holy Holy Thursday, Holy Friday, well, Good Friday,
we have
but
Holy
it's
Week.
Holy
Week.
Yes,
and,
Holy Week. That covers
Maundy
Thursday. Yes.
Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and Resurrection Sunday. But the whole event is entitled Holy Week.
Yes.
When it went from being praised and just idolized and hosannas cried out for him. And then before the week was even over, they were yelling, some of them, crucify him.
Yes.
Crucify him. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yes,
oh my
they
God.
Did.
Yes. But to God be all the glory.
All the glory.
Because as he said, he didn't have to do it.
No,
but
he
for
did.
That,
but
we
I
are
am
eternally
so grateful,
grateful
that he did.
Eternally grateful.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a wonderful weekend. And
you do the same.
God's willing, I will see you. Are you coming tomorrow or are you visiting your church?
God willing, my church is in the morning, so I won't be there. I'll be at West Baptist, which is my other church. But that's going to end probably after 1 o'clock. So, yes, I plan to be with online ministry.
Oh, good.
And then a friend of mine is doing an Easter play in the Bronx, in Harlem.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to be there. She wants me to recite a poem.
Oh, that is wonderful.
Yeah, about 6 o'clock, 6:30. I have to double-check the time.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you doing for Resurrection Sunday? I know church.
After service, I'm going out to dinner. We'll be having dinner with Pastor and First Lady.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I wasn't expecting that, but hey. When I got the invitation, I was like, oh, okay.
That's
because,
nice.
My sisters, and normally, you know, we would all go out to dinner and things. But I don't think they're doing anything this tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that, you know, I'm normally in church the whole day. So if they're going out to dinner, it would be like around 1 o'clock, 12:30, 1 o'clock. So, and definitely I would not be able to attend it. But at least I will, you know, still be going out to dinner and wouldn't be.
Nice. Enjoy it. You know where you're going?
To their establishment.
Oh, to their home?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going out, but okay.
No. They decide to have it in their home this year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Because usually
enjoy.
Mother would be
I
with
know,
them.
And I was thinking about the crowds, too. You know, it's still not
exactly
pandemic-free. You know, so that's good.
You know, she already done put in that invitation. Please, be tested and COVID for the COVID. I was like, listen, I just went on Wednesday to get my second booster, so I have to go and test nothing.
Okay, but you know too now. Even with the boosters, people contract it. Yeah.
But that's only if you're around people. I haven't been around anybody.
I don't know how they get it, but I know they get it, even though they are, you know, boosted and shot and all of that. So
I know. Yeah, true.
Just be careful.
I know
what's on the menu
and
how you enjoy it. You taking a cake or something?
No, I didn't bake this time. She asked me for something from turkey wings.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I'm making that. In fact, I, you know, prepared them last night and seasoned it and everything.
Okay.
I just kind of put it in the oven.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. So you're going to cook them tomorrow or tonight?
No, I'm going to make it tonight because I have to go early to help her out.
Okay.
You know, because
okay. She
does, because we're going to have the children's ministry. So then after the children's ministry, then, you know, we'll start preparing stuff. And then
okay. By
3 o'clock, we'll be ready for service.
Oh, that's nice. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I God bless you. God bless her. I sent a link. I don't know if I sent it to you. The song, Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
I know I sent the movie. I don't know if I sent the song.
Oh, I know I saw
the song.
I think
Nadine sent the song. I sent the movie.
Yeah, I listened to the song. So it's a movie too?
Yeah, not that she sent, something I sent this morning.
Okay, The Story of Love.
Yep. Right.
Okay.
It's about an hour. So when you get a moment, you know, it's not something you can just look at.
Yeah, as soon as I close us out and thing, I will sit down and look at it because I love things like that, you know.
I figured you do, but someone to me, I didn't get to watch the whole thing because I just saw it before I had to come on with you. And
uh-huh.
then I got, I'm like 10 o'clock, I got to go. And then I got the indication that they were updating my phone and you can't do anything for a while. So I said, let me just prepare my food for later on tonight. And that's what I did. And when I came back on, you were still preaching, so.
Yeah, well, because I knew that Pastor Kathy wasn't going to be on today,
right.
So wanted to rush anything, so that's what I did.
It worked out.
Yes, everything always works out for the good of God.
To God be the glory. Yes.
Amen.
So
amen.
Love you.
Love
Have a
you
beautiful
too.
Weekend. Don't work too hard. And enjoy your Resurrection Day dinner.
Thank
with
you
the
and
family,
you.
Okay. Are the kids coming too? Her children?
I assume so. I don't know.
Well, okay.
They usually do. Yeah, they usually do. All right.
Love you.
Take care.
Be blessed.
Be careful.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, you too. Shalom.
I will, definitely. Shalom.
Yes.
And on that note, we're out on All Belongs to You by the Wiki Tones.
I want to be more like and is able. The Bible says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Our God is able, amen. He's able. Hallelujah. Come to let you know that my God is able, able to set you free. Yes, my God is able. Yeah. Oh, I come to let you know. Oh, that my God is. Yes, he is able to heal you now, yeah. Yes, my God is able. I think you don't know. I said, I come to let you know that the God of the power, he is able, yes, he is, yes, he is able to set you free, set you free, set you free, set you free, yeah. My God is able. My God is able. Yes, I know he's able to heal you now, to heal you now, yeah. Oh, my God is able. Sing to them, heaven. I came to let you know that my God is able, yeah. Set you free. Yes, my God is able. I came to let you know tonight, in spite of what you're going through, that my God is able. Able to set you free. Oh, yes, my God. Came to let you know. Whatever you're going through tonight, just remember, my God is able.
That my God is able. Yes, my God is able. I come to let you know. You see, I'm trying to for myself, and I know that He's able to heal you now. Yes, my God. Let me tell you a little bit about what I've been through, yeah. See, I've been homeless, yeah. Didn't know where I was gonna rest my head, but God is bigger. So I come to let you know tonight, there's nothing impossible for God.
to your neighbor, tell him it's able.
Able.
Come on, say it's able. No matter what you're bound with, drugs, sex, whatever it might be, God has the power to break you loose. And is able to come into your marriage and set you free. Is able to come into your life and deliver you. Whatever the problem might be, my God is able. Oh, why don't you just give him a try? Reach out to the Lord. Call on his name. Cause he's able. Cause he's able. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God is able. Able to release you. Able to set you free. Able to heal you, yes. Able to deliver you. Able to rescue you. Able to hold you up. Able to bring you out of whatever storm you might be going through. He is able to provide, yeah. He is able to make way out of no way. God, I make something out of nothing. Hallelujah, he's the creator of the heaven and the earth. My God is able, yes he is. Yes he is. Oh, I know, I can't let you know that my God is able. Oh, come on, somebody worship the Lord. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah, hallelujah, he is worthy. Oh, somebody give him praise, somebody give him glory, give him worship. We worship you, Lord, we bless you, Lord. Hallelujah, oh, there is none like you, Lord. Oh, we give you praise, we give you glory, Lord. Oh, come on, praise him because he's able. I said praise him because he's able. Praise him because he's able. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we worship you. You able, Lord. You able, Lord.
Oh,
come with cometh my help. Help cometh from the Lord. Lord, which made heaven and earth. He said he would not suffer thy foot to be moved. Lord, that he not slumber nor sleep. For the Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand, upon thy right hand. And no shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. He shall preserve thy soul, even forevermore, evermore. My sister, see.
Sun shall not smite thee by day. worship be released from you this tonight. Come on, praise it now. Oh, that's good. Y'all raise it with it. In emotion.
Up inside. Blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.